This is Adam Istis, content editor for the Global Forum. As part of a broader push to improve stakeholder communication, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is becoming more proactive in getting information directly to the public. In this podcast, I'm joined by Paul Buckman, director of the Division of Online Communications at the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research at the FDA, to discuss the agency's rationale and strategy for mobile apps. Hi, Paul. Can you start with a little background as to why the FDA, specifically CDER, is pursuing mobile apps?
So what we know about mobile applications is that, and mobile in general, is that last year, mobile surpassed, or mobile web usage surpassed desktop web usage by 55% in the U.S. And so what that means is, their web browsing experience is on the go. It's no longer a passive thing. It is a active thing. So you're out in your coffee shops. You're out in your with your family. You're using the web more when you're on the go. So since we know that, and we know potentially that, you know, folks are going to access our information using a mobile device, that's the reason for the mobile app and a response to stakeholders. We do know that people are asking more and more to access our information through a mobile device, whether it's a tablet or a phone or a mobile phone. So this is a response to that, specifically a response to that. And just some additional things. You know, we do know that a lot of folks own a mobile phone. I think here in the U.S. it's about 90%, and you know it's also a way pursuing mobile apps is a way to support, you know, our transparency initiatives and a proactive communication with the public. So we're reaching out directly to people who want to know this information.
Among those groups of people are healthcare professionals. Why is the FDA interested in building an app for this segment?
So, just like the public in general, we know healthcare professionals are on the go when they're seeing patients. I know when I go to my doctor, he probably has just a few minutes to see me. So we're building these apps so they can access information and be responsive in real time to their patients and to their customers. So instead of waiting around to go back and researching, they can go and look for information right there when they have their mobile or tablet device with them. So they're on the go also. And, you know, we do know that physicians use smartphones in their practices. So, again, this is in response to that and to help them make decisions right there at the moment.
How did CDER decide which app to develop first?
So it's an interesting story. When we decided we were going to do the drug shortages mobile app, some of us from the Office of Communications had met with one of our stakeholders, and when we met with them, they asked us, you know, is there any way that we can help them get the information specifically about drug shortages out a little better than what we were doing. Our website was a little clunky, meaning that we had a hand-coded HTML page. They got information out to folks, and it was hard to see what kind of updates that we were doing when those pages went out. You had to know, you know, what that update was. So in response to that, stakeholder, we, the deputy office director and I had met with the drug shortages team here in CDER. And in response to that, we had decided after meeting with them to redo the website and to come up with a better application to inform people much quicker than what we were doing at the time. So this is in direct response to that and to those stakeholders to let them know when there's a drug shortage on the site and they can get that, you know, delivered to their smartphones.
What can a user do with the drug shortages app?
So the app identifies current drug shortages, resolve shortages and discontinuations of drug products. You know, users can get the most up-to-date information on drug shortages directly from FDA or from CDER. They can search or browse by drug's name or active ingredient. They can browse by therapeutic category, and they can also report a suspected drug shortage or supply issue to the agency. Now, currently, some of those, the way that you know, specifically with your report, it's through email. The hope is, and I'm not sure when this would happen, the hope is that there would be some sort of form that folks would fill out online and can directly feed directly to us, and we can have it in a little better format than what we have now. But currently, you know, people can report these shortages. We're still trying to streamline the app even more, so it's a little bit easier for end users to get information to us.
Now, the FDA's first app is about 8 months old. Do you have any sense of user statistics yet?
So currently, we know that we've gotten more than 20,000 downloads of this app. More than about two-thirds of those downloads are from on iOS devices, and about a third are from Android devices. We hope that those numbers will continue to improve once we do another update, hopefully very soon, with where we get notifications working for the iOS portion of it. But currently, we have a little more than 20,000 downloads of the mobile app, and we couldn't be happier with this, and we feel it's been very successful to our end users.
And CDER recently announced the availability of its second mobile app, the Orange Book mobile app. What information does this app provide?
So the Orange Book, proper name being Approved Drug Products with Therapeutic Equivalence Evaluation. You know, it's really information about drugs and their generics. And, you know, our mobile app is called the Orange Book Express. And so what you can do with that is you can search for prescription, over-the-counter, and discontinued drugs at one time by active ingredient, application number, proprietary name, or applicant. You can also access a list of patent and marketing exclusivities. And, you know, it's, you know, access a list of drugs approved by the FDA. And, you know, it's pretty intuitive as far as an app. And I don't think, you know, people that are interested in generic drugs and use this this data quite a bit will find it a pretty handy tool. Specifically, I think that mostly healthcare providers will be interested in this mobile app. This will be, you know, your average user will be interested in this, you know, if they have, again, an interest in knowing more, or if they're in tune with their own health and they're looking for generic drug products.
And where can users get these apps, both the Drug Shortages app as well as the new Orange Book Express?
These apps are going to be available. There's two ways that you can get it. You can get it in the Google Play Store, or you can get it in iTunes. Currently, there are no other versions, platforms that we're considering, because those are the two most widely used. Most users will be able to download the app through those two stores.
So, Paul, my last question is, what's next? Does the FDA have more mobile apps on the horizon?
Yes, we do plan on doing more mobile apps. The next one that we plan to have, hopefully by the end of this year, will be a mobile app for Drugs at FDA. And Drugs at FDA will show all the approved drug products available to the public. And then the other mobile app that we hope to have sometime next year will be one for the National Drug Code Directory. And this app will show the current list of all drugs manufactured, prepared, compounded, or processed for distribution.
Paul, thanks so much for your time today. For the Global Forum, this is Adam Mistis.